Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on another live worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show. And it is Friday. I mean, the weeks now go by like minutes. And we're going to have open phones on Obamacare, on the state of the world, the state of the awakening that's taking place. But also, there's not just those that are waking up. There's those that are buying into anything and everything. And psychologically, what we're seeing happen here is the social engineers are really rolling out their paradigm of control, of authoritarianism masquerading as political correctness. And so we have a lot of examples of that today, huge NSA developments and news. We'll give you the story behind the story, the news behind the news on that. A bunch of key economic numbers and Obamacare facts coming out, and some really good news. Why we fight, why we stand up, why we get involved. The psych warfare folks out there have some memes that they put out as talking points in the corporate state-run media that have been picked up by the general public that, oh, you're always saying we're in a police state, or you're always saying, you know, this great tyranny's around the corner, and why don't you shut up? It isn't that bad. Whereas we hold back a lot of it, and so then they say, oh, it's not as bad as you say, or all these horrible things didn't happen, because we're fighting them off at every front. When you stand up against the authoritarianism of saying your child can't come on the last day of school before Halloween dressed like a cowboy or as an Indian, and when you point out that's political correctness and mind control, you are stopping their cultural tyranny. When you don't roll over to Agenda 21, taking over your local town with international regulations and money, you are fighting on the front lines of human liberty. When you defend the Second Amendment, you're having a victory. And it's an eternal fight. You've got to do it over and over and over and over again. So that's what it comes down to. And here's another example of a victory against tyranny. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Army halts program that labeled Christians radical extremist. Briefings characterized conservatives as a terror threat. Well, again, you cannot come up with a headline as bad as this, these manuals actually are. It says you'll be arrested and court-martialed if you give money to any Tea Party group. All legal and lawful. And it says you'll be arrested if you're part of a Tea Party or a evangelical Christian group. Evangelicals are the second or third largest group. You can debate that. I looked up the numbers. They're the second or third largest Christian group. 80% of Americans characterize themselves as Christians. You're talking about 40 to 60 to 70. No one knows the actual numbers. Over 40 million people who are the most law-abiding, loving, good people on average. No one denies that. And they're saying they're bad people. And you'll be arrested. This is 200 proof tyranny. This is the essence over the top. I mean, all they can do after this is start arresting Christians. That's all they can do is go back to Rome throwing us to the lions. It is maximum evil. And it's totally naked. But the good news is they tried this nationwide. Now they're going to have to back off. But we're not going to stop. We want investigations. We want congressional hearings. We're going to use their offensive to try to sneak in and get ready for a purge of Christians. And we're going to shoot it right back in their face like judo and throw them right through the political wall. They came to attack us. We're going to step aside, stick our foot out, and trip them and watch them go right down the stairs to break their political necks. That's InfoWar. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I am sworn, as Thomas Jefferson did, to defend basic liberty. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Friday worldwide transmission. Any subject you want to talk about, any issue you want to cover, any question, any comment, you agree with me, you disagree with me, it doesn't matter. We want to hear from you on this Friday edition. Wide open phones, the entire 3 hours, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I am a testimony to what you can do fighting against tyranny incrementally over time, like the water torture example. The globalists know this. They do things over time, always pushing, never giving up. When they're defeated, regrouping, coming back. That's why you have to have a spirit of victory, a spirit of resistance, a spirit of honor. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect. We're all flesh and blood, imperfect vessels. But we've got to ask God to lead, God, and direct us to go up against the globalist, and we will prevail in the end, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the great animating contest of liberty versus tyranny that is what we were born to do. It is the animating contest of liberty that fulfills, that energizes, that expands horizons. The raw search for hedonistic enjoyments leads towards rack and ruin. And I'm not up here as some, you know, hypocrite lecturing people. Believe me, I know. I know. And there's balance in everything. But we are an incredibly unbalanced society hurtling towards corruption, believing that more corruption, more decadence will fulfill us when it will not. It is purity and honesty and strength in the final equation that is fulfilling. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Just throw the numbers out there on any issue you want to cover. I've got news I want to talk about on Obamacare, huge issues with the economy, huge issues on the NSA. I'm going to cover it all in this segment, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. But I want to direct radio listeners to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to an article on the site, Army Halts Program That Labeled Christians Radical Extremists. Now, this is extremely, extremely, extremely good news. Because remember, just last year when this was coming out in the manuals were public, the corporate-controlled Decepticon press would say it didn't exist. Then earlier this year, they said, okay, it does exist, and we will arrest you and court-martial you if you proselytize, even when you're not on duty. Well, that's your free speech. They don't care if you go get drunk, or they don't care if you want to organize an occult ceremony. They do on the basis. No, no, no. It's Christianity solely they're going after. It's always the enemy of authoritarians, because it makes a god above the state, and it doesn't fit in with the whole state-run system historically. That's why from Hitler to the Romans, they attack Christians. Army Halts Program That Labeled Christians Radical Extremists. Look at how the communists and the Soviets went after Christians. And this is how it all begins, political correctness. First, don't be racist. Then don't use words like this. Then don't criticize the government. Then don't talk about your religion on the street. Proselytizing is illegal. Then don't do it in your own church. Then you can't have your church. Then we're going to arrest you if you don't renounce it. Then we're going to arrest you even if you do renounce it. They have found families this year, and a few decades ago as well, they found another wave, living in Siberia for more than 50 years, multi-generational, who can't even hardly talk anymore, living hundreds of miles from humans, who were the children of Christians that fled Lenin and Stalin. Like, you could just search. The Smithsonian reported on it a few months ago. Just incredible article. Because anthropologists and archaeologists have gone back to where they lived. And they survived off of a bag of seeds they ran away with to be able to plant small crops. Hidden. This is what it's like, folks. They killed, of the 80-plus million in China, most of them were Christians. They exterminated, with pleasure, under CIA directives, almost every Christian in China. Again, the globalists have been in control for a long time, and in compartmentalized operations, they could double-cross, put Mao in, and then give him his marching orders, just like they did with the Khmer Rouge, and went after Christians and others in Cambodia in the name of anti-communist, just like they fund anti-Christian groups everywhere, Libya, Egypt, Syria. The globalists want to exterminate Christians, and they don't care if you're Protestant. They don't care if you are Catholic. They don't care if you are Orthodox. For some reason, if you're Orthodox, they really want you dead. And they will hunt you down, and they will kill you. And the average CIA clerk working at Langley, Virginia, thinks they're fighting for Christianity and fighting for liberty. Meanwhile, the globalists get a Christian community alone. They will fund a group to murder them. It's not even the CIA. It is criminal groups within these agencies using the secrecy of the agencies to do whatever they want. And if they are not of the devil, they might as well be. I mean, they're certainly following that archetype to hunt down Christians. Now, if you're some glitterbug, tinkerbell, fake preacher saying worship government, you can have a big mega church. They love you. You'll be InfraGuard. You'll be clergy response team. You'll have an FBI card in your wallet. But if you're a real Christian, they want to end your life. Conversion isn't enough to the New World Order religion. And they'll use anybody to kill you. Animists, Muslims, mercenaries, they don't care. Everywhere they kill the Christians. They go after the Christians. It's undoubtable. It's incontrovertible. It is a fact worldwide that the spirit of this world does not like the idea of Jesus Christ. And you can ask yourself as an agnostic or an atheist, you know, why that is if you don't believe in God. My point is that regardless, the ideas in the Bible, in the New Testament particularly, scare tyrants to death. So in America, our top story today is that the Secretary of the Army came out and released the memo. It's linked on Fox News and on Reuters. They officially came out and released, and the Secretary of the Army said this is outrageous and will no longer be done. So there you go. It is confirmed this is going on. Now, we already know what's going on. We have the training manuals. We've had, well, they haven't hidden it. PSYOPs at Fort Hood gave us the information last year. You know why it seems to always be PSYOPs that keeps resisting inside the Pentagon? Because PSYOPs knows propaganda and knows manipulation, and they recognize what's being used on them. Number one group of like probably 90% PSYOPs, special warfare 80%, non-commissioned officers 70% or more are awake, enlisted around 50%. And it's exponentially growing. The best news I can give you here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the military that the globalists want to use against us is the most awake group in triplicate. Overwhelmingly, undoubtedly, just absolutely, it is a blessing that this is the case. And that's why the globalists knew this 5 years ago. They knew it was their only main threat, one of the dominant threats, the prime threat to their takeover. That's why they said returning veterans, Christian veterans, Christian soldiers are our enemy. Because they know you're not going to take part in evil, ladies and gentlemen. They know that when the rubber hits the road, you're going to resist the New World Order takeover of the Republic. And so you're their enemy, whether you like it or not, folks. They know what's written on your heart. They can see your soul. The devil, the spirit of this world, has come to attack you and wage war on you. And probably in the final equation, overcome you. But only for a season. Out of that will become the greatest revival the world has ever seen. And we're here to stand watchman and to warn what's coming in, the cashless society, the world government, the beast system. Undoubtedly, it's all being set up. The problem is these controlled globalist preachers come out on purpose and say, Christ is coming back next week, next month, next year. Set these dates to discredit things by design. These are globalist operatives, whether they know it or not. But you don't just go to the church and hide your head in the sand and say, oh, good, you know, the mark of the beast is coming down the road, so I'll just go have fun and enjoy myself. You should be out there warning everyone about the megabanks, about the 10 global regions. You know the Bible says 10 regions, 10 kings that give their power to the world king that comes. The globalists set it up under 10 kingdoms. The UN calls it 10 kingdoms. The people at the UN believe Lucifer is Christ, and they're trying to bring him in. That's what atheists don't get. I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've researched it. I've met top globalists, and they say, yes, you're right. My family are Luciferians. We believe Lucifer is Christ, and he's coming. But I don't believe he's Christ. I believe he's the devil. And that's why I want to say we're not all bad, Alex. We are slaves of the system. What do we do? So whether God and the devil are real or not, this human archetype, and I just say that so there's no debate, whether the God and the devil are real or not, you know wickedness and evil exist in the world, and you know goodness exists. You know ugliness and beauty exist. You know freedom and slavery exist. And the God of this world, the people running things, are not atheists and agnostics. They worship the spirit of light. Tony Blair on record says, I worship the angel of light. Folks, that is a direct quote. The angel of light is Lucifer. That's what it means. Luminescence, light. The false light of Lucifer. I didn't mean to get off into that, but the good news when we come back, is that we force this out in the open. The Pentagon had to admit it was going on and says they're stopping it, but we've got to keep pushing it when we come back.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. Later, I'll get more into this and the latest on the economy, the latest on healthcare, and what a giant fraud it is. It is confirmed. It is a CIA, NSA-run database to find out who doesn't have insurance, to give you a fee, a fine, to take your bank account, to garnish your wages. They are just really arrogant to keep your refund check. And that's why, from the leadership, it's bipartisan. Our country's run by foreign banks that are literally just squeezing the country dry right now. And folks have to come to grips with that. Now they're like, oh, we're going to delay the mandate to get the insurance. But they're not delaying the insurance companies being able to kick you off now and double your rates. See, that was the part that they wanted all along. They're not delaying it. They're kicking millions of people off their insurance. It's in the millions and millions now, just 2 weeks into this. They're doubling the rates on average. Affordable Care Act. See what a joke that is? And now the Democrats go, we accept this. This is good. We need to pay more because it's a cult. Yes, we accept parents can't pack their kids' lunches. Yes, we accept you can't have tag or dodgeball. You know, I went and saw Gravity last night. It's a good, very well-done movie with Clooney and Sandra Bullock, but her child died from playing tag and running. And so they talk about how running needs to be banned, basically. Again, this is the prisoner level we're going into, folks, where we're shaved heads, walking around with football helmets on in the nanny state while men with automatic weapons stand above us with robot drones, you know, aiming weapons at us. I mean, this is, don't be a cowboy at Halloween. It's racist towards cowboys. What? That's being announced by universities and high schools everywhere. And don't be an Indian. That's racist. See, you have no free speech. Everything's racist. You're a racist. Government's God. We're going to go to break and come back. This is a short segment. I promise I'm going right to your calls. But let me just get into the big victory we've had. And it's a model of victory everywhere. We are at the gate trying to keep the gates up as the enemy has a big battering ram trying to fully knock it down. They've already infiltrated us from behind. They're shutting down our culture, shutting down our industry, attacking our morals, going over their entire program of control and manipulation. Do me a favor. Give me the communist goals that came out in Congress, that KGB report from Cleon Skousen. I want to cover that later. Read this from the 50s, then ask me if it hasn't come true. And the point is that still, we're trying to hold up the main walls from the main assault, and the enemy's walking around inside going, there's nothing behind those walls but liberty and freedom. Don't listen to people. There's nothing bad. As a giant rock flies over from a catapult and crushes people, as we see the jobs lost, the families imploding, our health being lost, as we see the tyranny increasing, as we see the NSA spying, the secret arrest, the war on the press, the war on the family, it's all intensifying, and they're saying there's nothing going on. Hey, look at this army manual saying Christianity will basically be banned and returning veterans of the number one terror threat. That doesn't exist. That's not real. And we force it out in the mainstream. Then they have to respond. Then there's a debate about it, and people go, wow, you're authoritarians. That sounds like Russia saying you can't be part of a Christian group. That sounds like Russia saying you can't be part of a mainline Tea Party with one of the lowest crime rates out there, totally legal, lawful groups trying to make illegal by fiat, totally mainline organizations. Even radical organizations should be protected as long as they don't do anything illegal under the First Amendment. Wow. You're really, 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 really dangerous. You see, we're now taking their attacks and trying to get us just to accept, okay, we can't pack lunches for our kids anymore. Okay, calling yourself father or mother is racist against gay people. See, now it's not tolerance towards gay people. Now, you being a father or mother, you being straight, that hurts them. See, it's not about tolerance, it's about adoption. And the globalists don't even care about gay stuff and all that. It's about attacking the dominant culture and getting you to accept anything they want. And that the state is the mommy and the daddy, which is officially taught in public schools nationwide. But here's the article, Infowars.com. Army halts program that labeled Christians radical extremists. The Secretary of the Army has halted training programs that characterize conservatives as radical extremists in light of numerous media reports which highlighted how recruits were being taught that Christians were to be considered domestic hate groups. That's a quote. And then they train them for war with us. On several occasions over the past few months, media accounts have highlighted instances of Army instructors supplementing programs of instruction, Southern Poverty Law Center, and including information or material that is inaccurate, objectionable, and otherwise inconsistent with current Army policy. Army Secretary John McHugh wrote to the military leaders in a memorandum obtained by Fox News. We're going to come back, folks, and go to your calls. I'm going to get more into this in the next hour. But the point here is we need to call now for investigations and arrest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I always fought the globalists because I have love, and that's my main engine. You can feel it, can't you? Boom! Alex Jones. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You don't think we're not going to fight you, you rat bastards? I'm a bleeding heart lover of humanity, lover of goodness, lover of courage, lover of beauty, lover of life. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Alex Jones.
I mean, I do this because I care.
Overnights on the Talk Superstation.
Folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going directly to your phone calls. But this is a big deal, and this is the model. Thank you for joining us. Alex Jones back live here on this Friday edition. This is the model of defeating them. First, they deny there's FEMA camps. Then they deny that they're training to take our guns. Then they deny that they're training to run checkpoints all over the country and round us up and put us in forced labor camps. But we go get all the Emergency Centers Establishment Act documents, the civilian inmate labor camp documents, all these other program documents, Freedom from War documents, 7277, State Department memorandum document. We get all those documents. We show them to people. And then the alternative media forces the story out there, and then it causes a debate in the military. Why do you think it's the military that's the most awake? I mean, there's a lot of reasons. But it's because they're actually in there, compartmentalized, being prepared for this. And now they're getting ready to go so operational for a staged civil war in America that they're down to, in many units, in many areas, to the privates, preparing them for war with the American people. I've been to these urban warfare drills many times, and they'll have the press there going, yes, we're training to be in Iraq, or we're training to be in Macedonia, or we're training for other countries. And then you'll go see the drill, and the soldiers will even be asking, I thought this was for overseas. Why are these people saying they're from San Francisco, we're fighting, and that they're in a militia? And I've actually seen, you know, the captain go, don't worry about that soldier. So they'll have a cover story, but it's so flimsy, it's designed to never even be challenged. And so we just ignore their lies, ignore their propaganda. We bring a flamethrower of truth to these people and burn them alive. I mean, the truth is like dragon's fire to these worms. I mean, that's why they're so scared of us, is that we're honorable, we have the truth, and good men and women throughout the entire system worldwide care about their kids and don't like criminals and don't like scams and deep down want prosperity. And so the military now heard us for decades and many others warning them about the takeover plan. And now it's here and they think Obama's their closer and they want to hurry up and try to do it. But now they're not doing it in a vacuum where no one's resisting them. Everyone's pointing out in media outlets as bigger than state-run media that it's the total takeover of society. When they say your kids don't belong to you, we're there challenging them, pointing out it's authoritarianism. When they say Christians are terrorists and need to be arrested and rounded up, and if you are part of their group, we're going to arrest you, we're there challenging it. So if you challenge the over-the-top bad behavior, then it destroys those that are pushing it. This is all designed for us just to lay down and accept it. And it's not going to happen. Now, Paul Watson's written some good articles on this. Fox News has covered it. Others have covered it. But even Fox News and InfoWars.com kind of whitewash it. Because the reality of this is so hardcore, it should be 10 times worse. The headline is Army Halts Program That Labeled Christians Radical Extremists. No, Army Halts Program Threatening to Arrest Christian Members of the Military. That's what the training manuals that Fox News got said. Oh, it said evangelicals or radicals, don't be part of them or you'll be court-martialed, and don't be part of any Tea Party group or give money to any of these groups. Don't give money to an evangelical church or we will arrest you. Do I need to say how big that is again? I mean, I know I keep marveling here, because if we just accept the social engineering and have a new normalcy bias to just accept in America, they tell us what our kids can eat at school, we can't pack lunches, they're going to give them inoculations without asking, they're going to take 10-year-olds to have abortions without asking the parents, but you got to have a thing to go to the planetarium or the zoo. Look how far down the rat hole we already are. But if we realize we're under attack, if we realize how out of control it is, and how bad-mouthing the founding fathers and gun owners and veterans is pure treason, and we point out that, wait a minute, we've got groups that admittedly worship Mao, 7 of the 15 or so czars. Wait, they say they want to put us in labor camps. They talk about martial law. Sheila Jackson Lee, wait a minute, these aren't Americans, this is a takeover group. They want to arrest us for being liberty lovers? You want to arrest Audie Murphy for fighting the Nazis? No. We're going to find out exactly who funds you, and we know who funds you, the big foreign banks on record. And we are going to keep exposing you and call for congressional investigations, and we're going to take the Congress over and the states over, and let me explain what's going to happen to you. Your leaders are going to end up going to prison for this, for a plan, I'm going to say this again, to arrest mainline Christians and put them in military brigs. I mean, Again, words do not describe the mega magnitude of this. And this is what they're trying now, because they're getting ready to go operational and start the Civil War and have gun owners, veterans, and Christians listed as the enemy and have some type of red terror purge. They really believe in their ivory towers up there in D.C. they're going to get away with this and have it wipe out the military and police in a fight with us, and then they roll in with the Chi-Com and U.N., world government, military in the final equation. That's how crazy these people are. And they're crazy enough to do it historically. The globalists have done this in Russia, in China, in Cuba, in Africa, all over the place, in Latin America, in Eastern Europe, in the Middle East. They will sit back while we have a decade-long civil war because they want to destroy America. Let me tell you, you think they won't get away with this? The plan is to destroy all of us. We are with the police and the military. And I hope they're listening, and I know those that disagree with me are listening. I know those that are awake are listening. Listen, you don't want to go down this road, Mr. Tough Guy. You are going to literally get run over. And in the process, a lot of good people are going to get smashed as well. We don't want this. The globalists and the collectivists and the communists that are financed by the foreign banks to do this to us plan a major reorganization, collectivization, Sovietization here in America. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to them. But we don't just stop. See, for just a few days ago, they had the White House mouthpieces, Media Matters and others, saying this wasn't real. They want to creep around behind the scenes with captured groups like the military and foster kids and public school children and college students, people under their control, under their big re-education camp. We can turn the military into a reverse re-education camp and turn it into a liberty camp of waking up and getting out of the camp and returning America. We can go into the cancer centers and reprogram with the truth and liberty and common sense that the troops are ready to take in, like mother's milk instead of poison. They're ready to upload our information. They were built for it. They were made to be free men and women. They're ready for us to come and aid them. We will go into their attack programs, and we will seize it just like Operation Valkyrie. And that failed in 1944. But our program is non-aggressive, non-military. But we use the military as the growth area for this, and it's already been achieved. That was always my goal, but I didn't have the sophistication to understand all the different facets. I just knew it was key to wake up the military and the police because they're the enforcement arm. But because they're the group prepared for war with us, while they watch the establishment media say they weren't being prepared for it, they know they're being lied to, and the mission is evil and foreign and corrupt and traitorous and evil. Now, what is Operation Valkyrie? It is a martial law takeover system that the Hitler set up, which then members of the general staff were able to reverse Jack and try to turn against Hitler. It failed. But the point is, what I'm telling you is, we can use the entire system they've already set up, not to go take out the illegitimate government. We will use the fact that they've set up a Valkyrie program against us, but that traitorous Valkyrie program against the Republic is the proof and the confession of the treason by the globalists. Do you understand this? That they would come out and openly say all evangelicals are terrorists and the enemy, and you'll be arrested if you're one. They went to total Soviet-level evil in front of the entire military, 100% convicted that they are enemy infiltrators. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? And again, Napolitano, 4 years ago, Thursday, April 16th, 2009, stood by her report in the Associated Press, in the Washington Times, and said Christians and returning vets are the terror enemy, not Al-Qaeda. The troops, though, are busy. They didn't go look this up. They just heard me saying it and thought they'll never say Christians are our enemy. Now they're being taught that, and now they were already told by us, the enemy's going to come in and do this, get ready. And then here comes the enemy around the corner like a stampede of traitorous goblins. And we are ready for them, not flat-footed, geared up, surging forward worldwide. The transmission's out. The emergency beacon is blasting. Some people say my show's a broken record sometimes. You bet I'm a broken record to the military. You bet I'm hearing emergency transmission blasting out the carrier wave to everybody going, Republic, Republic under attack, SOS, Mayday, 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 cancer viruses in the vaccines, soft kill chemical weapons in the water, Mayday, Mayday, here's where they say they're doing it, here's who the enemy is, here's their goal, here's who created them 160 years ago, Galton, eugenics. And I'm just giving you the data points so you can go see it for yourself. Emergency, emergency. Here's who hit us. Here's who they are. They've taken over. Red alert. They're with Al-Qaeda. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. And people hear this. They go, our government's running Al-Qaeda. Yeah, right. Now they publicly run them, see? And they go, Al-Qaeda isn't a threat. Your granddaddy, who's a Christian's the threat. That veteran, that Vietnam veteran, he's the threat. Well, you bet they're the threat to a foreign takeover. Of course they're a threat to foreign enemies. They swore an oath to defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they need to stand by it. But the American people need to stand by it as well. I said I'd go to your calls. We need congressional investigations on this. They are caught red-handed. We need the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that are running all this, hauled up before Congress, who are in our police departments and everything else, teaching the police this crap so that anybody that stands in the way of the country being usurped can be arrested. These are authoritarians. If you want, I'm telling you, the blueprint is a high-tech version of the 1917 takeover in Russia, folks. You better go study that. I'm telling you, that's their plan. That's what they admit they're following. We are all in grave danger, okay? That's all I have to say. And if you think cowering to these people is going to protect you, you're insane. You are insane. And by the way, the globalists pushing this are destroying themselves as well. Only a moron would bring something in this evil. Look at the folks that brought the Soviet thing in. They had purge after purge of each other for 50 years. What a nightmare situation you're creating. This is the most self-destructive action by the elite I could even imagine. All right, I said to go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Chris, Sam, Eric, Kathleen, or Catherine and Omar and others. You're on the air, Chris from Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Yeah, I'm on a roof. Got to stop the hammering here. Two little things, if I could. See if you could get Noam Chomsky on the show.
I've tried to get Noam Chomsky on. I got him on like 12, 14 years ago. I forget. And he was against the Second Amendment, and I couldn't help blowing up at him. I politically agree with him on a lot of his analysis, just not on his solutions. He is a very smart person, but he said that, you know, using a British model, two different cultures, that more guns means more crime, when statistically in our culture it means lower crime. That's incontrovertible now. So I blew up at Chomsky.
Well, I can see that. But the reason why is because he's kind of an icon for the left, and it could bring a lot of the left into your show.
I've already sent an email probably 5 years ago apologizing to Chomsky, saying I want to do a more professional interview on things we agree with. And it would be a good platform for him to come on. So I could have done the interview better. I apologize for blowing up at him and calling him stupid. But I knew that he was smart enough to know that's two different cultural models. And so cultures are different and vary. And so it's a side issue. Just the Second Amendment's a real hot button for me.
I think if I could, it'd be good, I think, if you dwelt upon the Irish experience a little more, like, you know, the troubles in the 80s and the IRA and all. I mean, even though you said higher echelons of the IRA were in cahoots with the British Secret Service, as far as rebellion, I mean, it's an incredible model of heroism.
No, I'm not saying that all the Irish rebels were bad people. They were incredible people, and I admire what they did and their courage. The leadership didn't even really have a choice. MI5 and the commandos and MI6 were killing them if they didn't become double agents. So that's what I'm saying, is that that's the problem with any covert operation, is it can be threatened or taken over. Even if your leader's, you know, messianic and doesn't mind being killed, they can still try to decapitate it. That's why it has to be leaderless and just an idea that's unstoppable, because ideas are bulletproof.
A friend of mine who I think was, you know, may have been involved in that stuff, but those guys never really talked about it. He said that a mere 200 IRA snipers closed down the operations of a 35,000-man British Army.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if folks think the IRA, that could barely get weapons, I mean, one of the most disarmed places in the world for hundreds of years, if they thought the IRA gave the British regulars trouble, can you imagine what a civil war is going to look like with the Patriots against the snot-nosed folks that will engage in treasonous activities?
Yeah, yeah. And so, one real quick, make is your lead-in song, The Wolf Tones, The Men Behind the Wire, or Men Behind the Wire, you know, after next break. Great, great inspirational song. About the IRA going to get their men out of the British jails.
Yes, sir. We'll look it up. God bless you. No, I agree. The model of total resistance is the way to go. They start trying to arrest us and round us up, which they're openly saying, we're going to put Christians in jail. We're not going to just audit and harass the Tea Party. We're going to put you in jail. I mean, these are flaming criminals. I mean, they are outrageously evil. People ask why I get upset and start yelling. When the government starts saying we're going to arrest mainline Christians, we're going to arrest soldiers that are part of Christian organizations or part of the Tea Party, I mean, Obama should be impeached and arrested right now. I mean, if our country had any sense, there would be an emergency in Congress. They would be dragging him in. He would at least resign. There, we would find out who's doing this. People would be indicted because you have free speech. But you don't have speech to... I mean, if I went and organized and tried to take over and tried to say, get with my neighbors and go tell my other neighbors we'll beat you up or put you in jail if you're a Christian, that would be racketeering. But the government does it. I mean, it is tyranny with a gigantic, flaming, capital, satanic T the size of the earth. We're going to come back and go to Omar, Catherine, Eric, and Sam, and others. Wide open phones. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My friends, you should be upset. You should be concerned. You should be calling Congress and never stop. Because if they can come out and say, we're going to arrest members of the military who are evangelicals, one of the biggest Christian groups in the country, we're going to arrest you if you give money to the Tea Party. I mean, that is racketeering. That is organized crime. Violating somebody's civil rights. That's even beyond saying, you know, black folks aren't allowed to vote or white folks or whatever. I mean, that's saying you can't even be part of your religion. That is just so criminal. And again, they're not liberals. These are authoritarian crooks. And they love any captured audience, school kids, military, any group they can control. Any group they can mess with and do social engineering on. It's amazing. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Omar. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I just want to run through a few quick points, and then you can have, you know, your response. First of all, I would like to say that how have we gone to a country with a hyper-communist leader whose campaign slogan is a new dawn and who repeatedly discusses socialist ideals like it's no type of big deal.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, the term forward and capturing the future and the new dawn is Marxist-Leninist, famous 1917 and then other revolutions in the 30s. It is direct death squad, red terror, we're coming to kill everybody talk for all their insiders. And we're all going, hey, I like that Obama. He's a nice fella. That's what I'm telling you. This is it.
Definitely. My second point is the sovereignty of our nation is being destroyed through the North American Union for many purposes. One main purpose that I would like to bring up to the audience is that in Canada right now, they are eliminating money transfers, physical money. They are starting to use biometric systems to use for financial transactions. So my thing is, I feel like once they set the president, that's when Obama and his cronies, they're going to try to do the same thing. They're already trying to implement biometrics in the schools.
Oh, they're already doing it. Listen, sir, I totally agree with your points. Everything is on a timetable to implode the world economy. They admit this at Davos every year and bring in the global SDR as the solution. They're in the news now doing it. They're going to maneuver us into a global currency. You'll still have a regional currency, but it's going to be denominated in SDRs. In fact, the dollar, when used in international transfers, is already denominated for shipping and for banking in strategic drawing rights, which is an IMF World Bank, a.k.a. Private Federal Reserve, digital currency. The globalists can already make unlimited money for themselves. They're just maneuvering us towards bankruptcy into false debt.
I agree. I have two more points. One is about the Boston Marathon. These people in the media are so sloppy that they actually took the picture from the principal of Sandy Hook, who they said got killed, who they said Adam Lanza shot. And then when the Boston Marathon happened, they put her picture up, changed her name a little bit, and said that she was a victim of the Boston Marathon.
Well, I know this, and God bless you. I appreciate your call. Obviously, the White House is watching. They're listening. They have their front groups write about us daily. All I can tell you is Sandy Hook is very mysterious. There is a cover-up. The state admits there's a cover-up of what drugs he was on. It was clearly another shooter. The whole story is a fraud. The Boston bombing, they had multiple drills going on. We confirmed that. They ordered a stand down. Even those taking part in the drills thought that there was a bombing during the drill while the National Archives, a key National Archive area, burned down at the same time. So they always do other weird stuff. Definitely a black op. definitely double agents of the CIA, the Zarnev brothers they set up. That came out, by the way. So definitely a stage deal. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.